This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
As we read the parashiyas of Shmoyis Va'eir Boy B'Shalach, Yisroi, Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzave, these are the weeks that are kavua for Shoivivim, Shoivivim Tat, which is Shmoyis Va'eir Boy B'Shalach, Shoivivim Tat, Truma, Tetzave. And these days are miyuchid, set to work on, to be misakin, in yonei kedusha, kedushas habris, shmira seinayim. Like to talk about shoivivim, shmiras haguf veinayim, and kedusha bechlal. What is our avoida? What should we focus on in the days of Shoivivim? Of course, there's a lot that is spoken in the Svarim about Shoivivim, but let's bring out one nekuda that we could focus on and that we could work to be misakin, that we could implicate in our daily lives. At the end of this week's parasha, Parashas Boy, we read in the Torah that Mitzrayim was smote with Makas Cheshech. What is Makas Cheshech and why is Makas Cheshech? Why this Makkah? Why did the Mitzrayim, why were they hit with Makas Cheshech? Every Makkah has its purpose. Every Makkah was targeted for a specific reason. Why Cheshech? Medrash HaGadol speaks in a few different places, a few different reasons. He brings in many places that the reason is many of Klal Yisrael were taken away. They died during Makas Cheshech. They weren't ready to leave Mitzrayim. So in order for the Mitzrayim not to see that Klal Yisrael is also burying their dead, people died in by Klal Yisrael, so there was Cheshech, darkness, no one was able to see, and Klal Yisrael secretly in hiding were able to be Mekaber. The Lashon, the Medrash HaGadol is Mekaber the Rishayim, those that weren't fit and Zeichah to leave Mitzrayim. There's another pshat in the Medrash HaGadol. Medrash HaGadol says that the reason for Cheshech is the Rabbi Yishon was telling Parai, you were a Misloitzetz. You mocked me. I said they should leave, and you said they shouldn't leave. So what I'm going to do is also say day is night and night is day. I'm going to take and reverse Sidri Ateva, because you reversed. You mocked me and reversed the Sidre Ritzoini, what I wanted. It's a deep yisoid, something that we have to work on, maybe for a different time. Another pshat that the Medrash HaGadol brings is because whenever the Rishayim are punished, they're punished with darkness. The Medrash HaGadol continues and says it was also Midah Keneged Midah, because they forced Bnei Yisrael, when they were partying, when they were doing their parties, and they forced Bnei Yisrael to stand still with a candle on their head. Like this, they would have light, and they would also have fun from the fact that the Yid was not able to move. So Rabbi Yishon paid them back and gave them darkness, and see, you can't move either. Midah keneged midah, for the vicious hanhoga that they had with Klal Yisrael. There's yet another pshat in the Medrash HaGadol, because Cheshech actually is twofold. It's darkness for the Mitzrayim, while it's also light in the darkness for the Yid. The Medrash says, as the Yid was going into the home of the Mitzri, light followed him. Says the Medrash HaGadol, this to symbolize that the Goy lives in darkness in this world, while the Yid in the darkness lives in light. Light and darkness. The world is a dark world. Those that live in that world, and those that live in a world that's not connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's the Eirei Shel Olam, live in darkness. While the Yid lives in this world, in the darkness of this world, with light, because he's attached to Torah mitzvahs, which attaches him ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eirei Shel Olam. The Stipler speaks in many places, Stipler Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, how the Inyan of Shmiras HaBris is connected directly to darkness and light, depression and happiness. Depression leads to all the Averis. It leads to a lack of sanctity in Shmiras HaBris. Happiness, and we're also going to learn a little bit later, Torah, is the tikkun. There's a Zayir that says that there's no tikkun for these type of averis, there's no tikkun, there's no way to correct it. Yet there's another Zayir that says that there is a way to correct it. You could do tshuva. Mefarshim say the difference is with Torah and without Torah. Without Torah, there's no way to do tshuva on Hitzah Zerah Levatollah. With tshuva, with Torah, the tshuva will be accepted. You see that Torah somehow is connected to the tikkun of Shmiras HaBris. It's interesting that even Shaivavim is through the Parshias of Shaivavim, which means it's through the Kriyas HaTorah, it's connected to the Torah of these Parshias. It's not just it's Zman Miuchid for Shmira and Tikkun in Inyani Bris Kodesh and Shmira Seinayim. You see that's with the Parshias themselves. Torah is a Metaher. And the way the Stipler seems to be telling us and teaching us, you need Simcha. Torah is Simcha. Without Torah, there's darkness. There's Choshech. Yavon, we know, was trying to take away Torah. Torah Shebal Peh. Medrash says, "V'chayshech al pnei sahaim zu Yavon." The gullus of Yavon is no Torah, darkness. When there's no Torah, there's darkness. Darkness is depression. There's a darkness. There's a physical darkness, and then there's a ruchni yizdik darkness. And when you have the ruchni yizdik darkness, then pagam habris and shmir seinayim become issues. So let's discuss how a person is able to combat Shmiras Hainayim problems, Shmiras Briskoidish problems. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Drushim Vagodais, page Mem Gimel, he spells on the Pasuk, Vatipachno Einei Shneim, by Adam Arishan, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Bereishis Gimel Pasuk Zayin Vatipachna Einei Shneim Vayedu Ki Eirumim Heim. The Chassam Sofer is Medayik. Why does it say Einei Shneim? It should say Vatipachna Eineim. We're going on Adam and Chav who ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it should have simply said Vatipachna Einei Hem. Theirs. Why does it have to say Einei Shneim? It's an extra word. Says the Chassam Sofer, a tremendous Yisai, based on a Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. I quote you the Rambam, it's in Meir Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph Perik Beis. The Rambam says, if you notice, it doesn't say, Vatipachna Einei Shneim Vayiru Ki Eirumim Heim. It says, Vayedu ki Eirumim Heim. Says the Rambam, the reason for this is because they actually saw before too. But what they saw, they didn't see. Explains the Rambam. I quote, there is two eyes that a person has. There's the physical and the spiritual. When the physical is working overtime, the spiritual eyes are weakening. And in the reverse is also true. When the spiritual eyes are working properly and constantly, then the physical eyes are closed. In Gan Eden, the physical eyes were closed. The spiritual eyes were open. It was Gan Eden. They were to connect with the Eibishter, with the light of Gan Eden. The minute they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it's not Vayiru they saw, because it was there all the time what they saw. But now they started to understand, because it reawoke the physical eye. I read the Rambam. His bainein aimrei vatipakachna einei shneim vayedu ki eiru mimheim. Says the Rambam loyama vatipakachna einei shneim vayiru. It doesn't say vayiru, because the truth is rau kaidim. They saw this before also. But pshat is nischadish, something new came, and that is the physical eyes started to work. And he says, and that's why, says Rambam, vatipachna. Vatipachna always connotates that what was there was there. But now you start to realize that it was there. Like we says by Hagar, vayifka chalhim and say, now vahine bear. The bear was always there. But she realized it. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's pshat in the pasuk, vatipachno einei shneihem, their second set of eyes opened up. It's not einehem, their eyes, Adam and Chava, but shneihem means their second set of eyes, because originally only their ruchnis, their eyes were open, and then their gashmias, their eyes opened up to a whole world of gashmias and taivis. And that's Vayedu. All of a sudden, they started to realize what they were seeing before, but they weren't seeing it because those eyes were not working. Ruchnius and Gashmius is a constant hisnagdus. When the Ruchnius works, then the Gashmius flutters and goes away. When the Gashmius works over time, then the Ruchnius is not properly working. And I saw a very big chiddush in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer seems to say that we always think that if our eyes are not going to look at Tumah, if our eyes are not going to look at things which are not clean, so we're good to have these eyes, our original set of eyes, our Ruchnius, the set of eyes, to see Torah. Sam Sofer says, actually, it's more than just that we can't see Tumah. But if we don't constantly see Kedusha, that weakens our Ruchnis Dika eyes too. The Sam Sofer stells on the Inyan of the Menorah. It's in Parashas Baloischa. Why were the candles of the Menorah El Mul Pnei Menorah? Which means they were all lit wicks facing towards the middle stem, the middle light of the Menorah. So we've spoken in the past, my Zayda Zatzal brought a pshat, which brought already mentioned in different ways and shapes and forms in other svarim. The Shiva Kane Menorah represent the Shiva Chachmas Ha'olam, the wisdoms of the world. They have to meet El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. The middle of the Menorah stood for Chachmas HaTorah. So if they're directed towards Chachmas HaTorah, then it's a good thing. And the Shiva Chachmas Ha'olam, it to the Menorah. It's part of the light of the Menorah. It's part of the light of the Ohr of Torah when it's directed to the Torah. But when it's directed away from the Torah, towards the outside, so to speak, outside in the world, then the Shiva Chachmas become incorrect way of lighting Menorah. The Chasam Sofer comes with an interesting insight. If the candles, the wicks, would be facing out, it would give more light to the room. Facing in, you're minimizing the light and you're just condensing it in the place of the Menorah. In order, says the Chasam Sofer, for the Ohr of Torah and the Ohr of Kedusha to light, you need to darken the world and the room around you. when there's choshech, which means that outside world is dark to you, that's when the Or HaTorah lights. But with the outside and the inside, then it's not meyer properly. And he brings this pshat of the tipakachna eine shnehem, that again, that when the ruchnius sight is properly working, it can't be together with the gashmius. And if the gashmius is the eyes you're using, then the ruchniistika eyes are gonna weaken and slow. And Aaron had to cut out the whole outside world, which is a Mordig Chiddush. Pashit, you learn that as long as you're not looking at Dvorim Tmeim, everything is good. You see that it's more than that. It can't even be Dvorim Shel Chayil. The eyes have to be involved in Dvorim Ruchnim and Dvorim Shel Kedusha. The Chasam Sofer continues and he says, this is the reason why we close our eyes by Kriya Shema. Why do we cover our eyes by Kriya Shema? Because in order to see Shema Yisrael, you need to close out the world around you. You got to close the physical eyes in order for the Ruchnizdika eyes to work. There's an interesting Reishis Chachma, which really this is where it comes from. The Reishis Chachma in Shara Kedusha Perches Ois Memvov brings from the Ramak, Ramosha Kardavara, that it's Bishas Atfilo, you need to close your eyes in order for the eyes to see and function in the Ruchnizdika sight that's needed for Tfilo. The Mashmois is it's not only Kriyashma, it's Mashma that the entire Tfilah, one needs to close the Gashmizdika eyes in order for him to have his Ruchnizdika eyes work. Maybe it's a good, so to speak, shout out. You gotta close those phones. You gotta close the phones because if the Gashmizdika eyes are in progress during Tfilah, then the Ruchnizdika eyes are not going to work. You gotta block out the world, the Chasam Sofer is saying, in order to properly be mechaven in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But it's interesting that he wants you to close your eyes by tefillah. We know Reb Chaim Volozhiner taught that in tefillah everyone should look in a sitter because of the oisius, the words themselves. So I don't know if this Ramak goes together with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. You have to close your eyes. Do you look in the sitter? Or maybe it's not a contradiction. Maybe looking in the sitter is another way of closing your eyes from the outside world. When we discuss tefillah, we could elaborate more on the topic. There's an interesting haflora, Boisai. The haflora in his Psicha to Masechtas Ksubis Ois Yedalet. He explains this is the reason why a child in the mother's stomach is taught the entire Torah. Because he's in the stomach, he's disconnected from the outside world. He doesn't see even the outside world. And the male is able to learn Torah. When the eyes, says the Hafla, is all over, it can't be in Torah. It's impossible. He even says a chiddush, a drash in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a child in the mother's stomach sees me, soifa oilam, from one end of the world to the other. What does that mean? He's able to see the whole world? He says, pshat is, he sees the world as saif, that saif, nothing in between. He doesn't see anything in this world. He looks at this world and he goes, well, there's nothing there. I see right through it. Let's use a terminology. He sees right through the whole world. He gets it. He sees that the whole world is nothing. Then he can learn Torah, says the Hafla. It's a Meiridik Hafla, it's an Akdama in Masechtas Ksubis. So here we have a Meiridik Chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah. A man is created with Evarim. A man is created with Evarim, his Gashmizdik Evarim, and his Ruchnis Evarim, which are in those Gashmizdik Evarim. If he uses his Evarim properly, Ruchnius, then his body with all his Evarim, his heart, his mind, his eyes, they'll see Dvarim Ruchnium everywhere. They'll see in Torah. We say, V'hoyer einenu b'seiru secha. Enlighten our eyes in Torah. What does that mean? I think it's this some sefer Rabbi say. The eyes could see, yet be blind. The physical eyes could see, but the ruchnius eyes are blind. We ask, V'hoyer einenu, give us eyesight in Torah, to be able to see. Right? V'hoyer, give us light. What do you mean? You don't see. What are you missing? And the tarot says, yeah, you're blind. You're spiritually blind. Imagine a guy who's walking around with a cane. What's wrong? I'm blind. Why? I can't see the Tysus. I don't understand what Tysus is saying. I'm blind. Yeah, that's what some sort of is saying. It's either the physical eyes that are busy, and not only with that, if you see Dvarim Tmeim, you're ruining your spiritual eyes. Even if your eyes are busy with Dvarim Gashmiim, then your eyes are not able to see Galenai Vabita Niflois Mitairasecha. V'hayer einenu b'sirasecha. V'hayer einenu b'sirasecha. We could sit, unfortunately, sometimes by a Gemara, Snish Lichtig. Why? Either because you're looking at Dvarim Tmeim, or even if you're not looking at Dvarim Tmeim, Dvarim Shel Chayil, you're busy with the whole outside world, and not busy inside the Gemara, the Taisus, the Kedusha, the Tefillah. You're not. We asked the Rebbeinu Shavuot, "Einenu b'sirasecha." I saw a very nice Chassam Sofer also in Parashas Korach, page Pei Beis. He discusses why the Rebbeinu Shloim took the Dor HaMidbar that was Mekabel the Torah and took them completely away from the whole world. The whole world. They were disconnected. And even food, Parnosa, through the Eibishter Man, says the Chassam Sofer, this Chiddush, because if their eyes would be busy in the business, even though business is not a bad thing, business, because we're going to learn, and we spoke about this in the past, is a mitzvah. Parnosa is a mitzvah. But if the eyes are busy there too much, they can't be busy learning. Says the Chassam Sofer, I quote, "Lifkayach einav be'olam hazeh." If you open your eyes too much in this world, too much to see and to learn all about this world, ya'aver einayim haruchniyim. It's going to blind the spiritual eyes. It's a tremendous yesod. Man has ruchniyistika eyes and gashmiyistika eyes. There's an interesting halacha that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Peri Gimel, halacha Yud Gimel. Afal pisha mitzvah lilmeid b'yayim u'balayla, ein adam lameid roiv chachmas ela b'alayla. Torah is supposed to be learned by night. We've discussed it in the past. Many go to sleep at night and wake up early so they can learn Torah fresh mind in the morning. We'll discuss that at a different time. But the Rambam says clearly, Torah, night. Something special. And Kesed Torah comes from someone who learns Torah by night. Why? There's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the night was created for Torah. See, today we have nightlife because we have electricity. But before electricity, there was no nightlife. Yeah, the day was over and you retired to the house, able to learn. So the night was created, says the Gemara, says teach us Chazal for Torah. But maybe it's a little bit deep. There's a little bit more depth in this. And that is, when the world is choshech to you, that's the time to learn. World, this world, when it's light, it's oylem asi, it's time to work and to do. You need oylem choshech, that the world has to be dark to you. Like what the Chassam Sofer is saying, Ba'aron HaKohen, the lights had to be not being mayor the rest of the room. The rest of the room had to be dark. When that is dark out around you, light, Torah, from within. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shlah that Soid Lechaber Yoim V'Layla. The Shlah Kasav Soid Lechaber Yoim V'Layla B'Toyroi B'Tfila. You're supposed to connect the day and the night with Torah and Tefillah. What's this inyan of being mechaber? Could be it's a ruchni yizdika hasoga. There's a ruchni yizdika thing. The day is meant for work. It's meant for oilam haza. The Torah is meant for... I'm sorry, the night is meant for Torah and ruchnius. The soid is lechaber, to connect them, the yoim and the laila. You need yoim and you need laila, because you need the yoim besoich halaila. How? That in the laila to make yoim. Pesach by night, the night became day and the day became night. The goyim had choshech, the yidin had oir. Light and darkness. Light and darkness, Rabbi Yisai. Is connected because ilu loya shafti b'choshech lehoi early. Sometimes the light is the light in the darkness. The world is an oilam. Va'aretz hoysa soyu v'voyu v'choshech al pnei sahoim. It started off as choshech. And the Rabbi Yisai said, ye are in that choshech. The world is chayshech. We could talk a different time. The goyin is darkness when there's no light. Memela there's darkness, or is darkness a mitzius bifnayatzmai? It's relevant to our discussion, but we have to move along because of time constraints. Either way, the idea of this world, as a finster welt, Rabbi Yisai, the Welt, a finster Welt. Torah is a lichtige Welt. In the Olam HaTorah, there's light. And the trick is in the finster to be able to do and to make Eir. Soid lechaber yoim v'layla. Layla's meant to learn Torah in the Layla. So we have tremendous hashkafa and musr for Shoivavim, and that is Nishnar daf min arbitin. Not only do we have to work on taharas einayim fun avada shmutzike schlechte sachen was mir guckt, das ist klar, das ist kishayle. Und afilu de oigen daf nish sen und tarnit sen choyl mit weiter choyl. De oigen, the eyes, they need to be involved. They need to be exercised b'dvarim ruchniyim in order for them to see ruchniyus. Now, Rabbi Yisai, there's another part of shmiras einayim that I'd like to discuss. Not only is shmiras einayim like we spoke to b'shoyim einayim from ra, and not only is it to b'shoyim einayim from chayil. And in Yoni Oilam Haza, and Tanugi Oilam Haza, and Taivas Oilam Haza, and even if they're, so to speak, kosher, Abivaz Dafman does. People think because it's kosher net, Vertus Mutter. Vaz Dafman, we have to see everything that goes on everywhere in the world. What's wrong with Sura and Pumpadisa? That's a beautiful world. The world of Surab, Abaya, Mitrov, was is schlecht in der Welt? League in der Welt, cook in der Welt, after cook in Darten. But I have a Messiah from Isaiah that there's another angle and part of Shmiras Einayim, and that is Einayim from Midas Royus. You got to protect your eyes from bad Midas. Bad Midas, Kinna, Sinna. That's also Einayim Royus, and that also stops the Einayim from seeing Dvarim Shel Kedusha. I believe it's Meduyik in the Gemara. Everybody knows Tzadik, Yisoid, Yosef. Yosef was Shomer Einayim, didn't want to see Potiphar's, right? He didn't want to see the wife of Potiphar. He was Shomer Einayim. How does the Gemara talk about that act? Says the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Yud Chesam Ebeis. Ayin shloi rotsa lozun vlehenois midover sheinoi shloi. The eye that did not want to see what doesn't belong to him. It doesn't say the eye that didn't want to see tuma, arayis, erva. It's a midas, not to see what doesn't belong to you. That's called shmiras einayim. Chayitz a mefurish gemara rabbosai. Avad the shmiras einayim etanish kuk shmutz. It's not up kerevas. I rein a mensch kuk shmutz. Shmiras einayim is also a nekiyas einayim. Midas toyves. Kuk nish vos is nish deiner. Mekuknish mit kinna mit sinna. This is this gemara ayin shloy rotzis. There's a meridik of al shem rabbosai. Bilam was a Navi like Moshe. Like, come Navi, come Moshe, be Yisrael. Avob umas ha'ilam u'kam, was Moedik, like a Navi like Moshe. In Briske Teire, that gebracht, and whenever Bilam spoke, it became Teire like Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Teire. So Bilam was writing Sifrei Teire, Marm Baba Basha. Moshe Kos of Sifrei, the Sefer Bilam, sok the Briske Rav, because when Bilam spoke, it became Teire. How could a Kli Tomei like Bilam have the vuas, see the Eibishter, learn Teira, be mefitz Teira, to create Teira? What is the Kli Tomei? He was a utensil which is completely Tomei. Zok der Heilige Baal Shem, Meredik, unbelievable pshat. Ani agave shesum ayin. What does shesum ayin mean? Pashas means he was blind on one eye. Shesum, he's blind on one eye, yeah? You know, they always talk about ayin hara. Maybe he has two bad eyes. Why, only one bad eye? Ayin hara? So maybe Pshas even doesn't take both eyes. Even with one eye already, it becomes a problem. Maybe ayin. Or maybe because the root of all ayin haras was Bilam. And Bilam only had one eye. He was like a pirate. He had only one eye. He was just some eye. Maybe he wore a patch. Ichveis. Some eye. And he was blind on one eye. The Targum translates to some eye in the Shapir Chazi. That he saw good. He saw good. I mean, he's blind. Shum means he's blind. It's covered up. So how could Shapir Chazi that he sees good? We've said many different pshatim in the past about this. But the Heilige Baal Shem says, Shesum Ayin means, how did the Avish the talk to him? How did he see the Rebbe? How was he able to teach Torah? And the Teretz says he had a blind eye, and that eye was not doing Averis. So through that blind eye that wasn't doing Averis, he was able to see the Eibishter. He was able to be a Navi. He was able to teach Torah and give over Torah. So Chapechaz, Vakeretz, his eye saw good. When the physical, when the taiva, when the gashmi's eye dies, the ruchniistic eye is able to take over. Shapichov, he saw very good through the blind eye. With his blind eye, he saw nothing. He saw kinem, et sinem, et taiva. Rabbi say, we want to see the Eibishter. We want to learn Torah. We want to get close to the Rabbi Nishloilam. Every Yid wants to sit and learn and enjoy the learning and see Hatzlach in his learning. What's the problem? And the answer is very simple. When the eyes are cataracts of, they have cataracts in the eyes. There's things blocking. Gashmius, at best. Tumah, at worst. Lichluch hamidus, when the midas are not good. So how do you expect to see beautiful things? I end Rabbi Sai with a meridik marshal. Mordechai Pragmansky was considered for the Gedolim of Tells. And he would say the following parable, the following marshal. He says there was once a person who was a great art dealer. They brought him into a big museum, and they started showing him, here, Van Gogh, Echveis, I don't know the names of all the mechabrim of all the different Van Gogh, Echveis, Picasso, Echveis, what are the other names? You also know, Baruch Hashem, Saklugi Yitzshein. Okay. Van Gogh, mit Picasso, mit Echveis, Gaguchis, Echveis, whatever it was. They show him, he goes, it's ugly, look how... They show him another one, and he makes all these faces, and one by one, they're showing him, look, he's an art dealer, he doesn't see the beautiful art. So the person that was taking him around looked at him. He says, give me your glasses. Takes off his glasses and he looks up. Okay, that's the answer. Puttermilch. You know puttermilch? And there's a Maliki Yidin used to like to drink buttermilk. It was pretty, pretty fermented and a lot of times already past its due date of, and it turned green. So his glasses from breakfast were full of green from the mold of the puttermilch. That's the reason why when he looks at the beautiful pictures, he sees green and ugly and rotten, because on his glasses there's rotten. That was the marshal of Martha Pragmansky. You know, Rabbi Yisai, Hashkofa Mishkafayim. If you change your Mishkafayim, your Hashkofa will be completely different. If you're busy looking at the bad things, what do you expect? That the eyes, there's rotten. There's blot of the eigen, blot. You got to clean the eyes out. It's all in the eyes, Rabbi Yisai. It's all in the cleanliness and healthiness of your eyes. If your eyes are not healthy, ruchnius, how do you expect to see past 5 inches away? If there are cataracts on you, how do you expect to see even what's in front of you? This should be the inyan of Shaivivim. Shaivivim is a time that through the Torah and through the Parshias and through Yetzias Mitzrayim, to work on the Einayim, the Vilachol B'nei Yisrael Hayayr B'mayshvaysam, in the darkness of Mitzrayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.